WizKid has always had this ability to set trends, and he has done so in the most unlikely scenarios. He is credited for opening doors to the success Afrobeat sees now after collaborating with Drake on The Mammoth, One Dance, and Come Closer. Actually, what I'm about to illustrate for you is a characteristic both Drake and WizKid share. When One Dance came out in 2016, the instant criticism was that WizKid's voice didn't sound WizKid-esque because it was hiding beneath a filter and sounded really thin, besides barely being audible. The criticism was more pointed towards Drake than WizKid, but did impact the perception of WizKid sounding, well, different. Be that as it may, the song went on to become one of the biggest records that year and beyond and of Drake's career. When WizKid released Joro in 2019, it was met with mixed reactions. As expected, WizKid and his team were given a torrid time, particularly by industry insiders and others, for the bad mixing on Joro, where the noise gate seemed to impact the clarity of his vocals and hence the overall product. That didn't deter the song from becoming a huge hit, and that's it with that so-called poor mix, and is one of his instantly recognizable hits to date, and one of the biggest in his catalog as well. As I mean, the song has so many clones beat-wise, it's crazy. Fast forward to 2020, when WizKid dropped his strangest album to date. Everything about Made in Lagos was not what you expected WizKid to do, or what you expected it to be, especially because just a year earlier, Joro was his biggest song and it was an up-tempo sort of dance record. Made in Lagos was a slower tempo to a lot of music that was out there. It was very jazzy, and the emphasis on musicality over bangers was in bold. Many Nigerians said the album was not for Nigerians. It was either you hated it or loved it at first listen. Many people said that, back then, they don't like it and it is what it is, and some still do now. The album changed the Afrobeats game and really put the genre in a different light to the overseas crowds, especially in the US. It was a game changer, and the worldwide success of Essence with Tems and the remix with Justin Bieber proved that. That's without even highlighting the dynamic shift in Afrobeats productions thereafter, influenced by Made in Lagos. And that's the WizKid effect. When Bad to Me came out 2 weeks ago, a lot of people just weren't feeling it. The Amapiano vibe with that Afro R&B-ish mix wasn't really vibing with a number of people at first listen, who vented their frustration that WizKid could have done a lot better, especially after the huge success of Made in Lagos. Some said he was out of ideas and trying to ride the Amapiano wave so that he stays relevant. WizKid, of all people. I can only laugh, but I even got into one of these discussions and said that this is actually WizKid's MO. He drops something, people complain about what they don't like about it, then it grows on most people, and next thing you know, the song or the album is breaking records. Bad to Me has done exactly that, and the haters have been left quivering in their wake. Again. It took just 2 weeks, actually it took 24 hours. A day after release, Bad to Me had already broken Spotify Nigeria's record for the most streams on the first day. It became the first Afrobeat song to debut at number one on the Deezer chart, and that's only two things that it's done. But over time we've seen that people have really warmed up to Bad to Me, and I saw a clip of WizKid at a show and people were actually singing the song word for word, and it's only 2 weeks old. Which brings me to my point about this video. WizKid is really good at one thing, and that one thing is pioneering new consumption tastes from Afrobeats lovers and influencing the new direction for the genre from an industry perspective. He is streets ahead of every single artist in creating new tastes when initially it might look like he has fumbled the bag, or is done. That's one thing he is really, really good at. And Drake does the same. When Honestly Nevermind came out, he got all the insults in the world for it. The album still broke streaming records on Apple Music, and every DJ was onto that. It didn't take long for people to retract their hate when Beyoncé dropped a dance single and the most un-Beyoncé album of albums. Then everyone realized Drake had been onto something all along, and the album is a cult hit in the party havens of the world. This is exactly how Wizkid plays the game as well, and we've witnessed it time and time again, and now with Bad To Me. Wizkid is not your mate.